This is the Bookable Japan Minutecast. I'm Ben Mabley with the Minutecast on Monday the 13th of August. The Japanese men's hopes of returning from London with a first Olympic football medal since 1968 were dashed by defeats to Mexico in the semi-finals and South Korea in the bronze medal match. But Nadeshiko Japan made up for the disappointment by taking silver at the end of a superb campaign across the United Kingdom. We'll have all the vital details right after this. Well, starting with Norio Sasaki's final hurrah as manager, and Japan clinched their place in the final of the women's competition with a 2-1 victory over France last Monday. A long free kick from Aya Miyama slipped through the fingers of French goalkeeper Sarah Buhadi for Yuki Ogimi to open the scoring, before Miyama repeated the trick with a perfect ball onto the head of Mizuho Sakaguchi to double the advantage. France hit back through substitute Eugenie Le Sommer, but missed a golden chance to equalise when Elise Boussalia sent a late penalty wide of the post. The gold medal match at Wembley pitted Nadeshiko against the United States in a repeat of their glorious World Cup final match-up last year. But they were up against it immediately when Alex Morgan sent the ball across the 6-yard box for Carly Lloyd to head the defending champions into an 8th-minute lead. Japan fought back strongly, with both Ogimi and Miyama hitting the crossbar, either side of a genuine penalty claim when Tobin Heath looked to have handled in the area. But their lack of a clinical edge was exposed early in the second half, when Lloyd was allowed too much room to run at the defence and hit a superb shot across Mihoku Fukumoto into the far corner of the net. Ogimi then scrambled home her third goal of the games to half the deficit after two attempts by Homare Sawa had been blocked, and Japan were given the perfect opportunity for a dramatic equaliser when Mana Iwabuchi took advantage of a defensive slip-up to run clean through on goal. However, her hesitant shot was too close to Hope Solo, who pulled off a fine save to ensure victory for the Americans. Tears at the final whistle were replaced with smiles by the time the teams returned to the pitch to collect their medals, as the gravity of their achievement began to dawn on the newly decorated Japanese players. A crowd of over 80,000, the largest ever to watch women's football in the UK, was charmed by one last performance, as the Nadeshiko squad took the podium and bound in sequence to resemble a synchronised swimming team, or perhaps even Genki Sudol's World Order dance troupe. The men's semi-final had started in the most positive fashion for Japan, as Yuki Otsu smashed a terrific opener from outside the box after just 12 minutes. But they were pegged back by a header from Marco Fabian on the half-hour mark, before an uncharacteristic error by Takahiro Ogihara allowed Oribe Peralta to loft the ball over Shuichi Gonda midway through the second half. Javier Cortes made it 3-1 in stoppage time to send Takashi Sekizuka's men to Cardiff for a grudge match for bronze against fierce rivals South Korea on Friday. Japan again began well, but fell behind on the counter-attack when Park Chu-young was somehow allowed to get a shot inside Gonda's near post, despite having four defenders for company. Korean captain Koo Ja-chul, who was perhaps fortunate only to see yellow for an overzealous challenge on Otsu at 0-0, then broke through to make it 2 and dash Japanese dreams after 57 minutes. in the J-League, Consadole Sapporo caused another unexpected twist in the title race, with a last-gasp 2-1 victory over Vegalta Sendai on Saturday afternoon. The shock result allowed Sanfrecce Hiroshima to return to the top, following their tenth win by the same scoreline away to Omiya Ardija 5 hours later. The chasing pack is tightly condensed after Urawa Reds lost away to Vissel Kobe, while Kashiwa Reysol could only draw at home to FC Tokyo. Yokohama F. Marinos and surprise package Sagan Tosu are right back in the championship picture, after respective wins over Alborex Niigata and Kawasaki Frontale. Amidst torrential rain, Gamba Osaka fought back from 2-2 at home to city rival Cerezo Osaka, but were unable to turn their domination into a vital 3 points as the derby match finished 2-2. Elsewhere, Shimizu S-Pulse beat Nagoya Grampus 3-2, and Kashima Antlers edged Jubilo Iwata by 2-1. Well, that's all for today. Join me again next week as the focus switches back to the J-League, albeit alongside a friendly for the full national team against Venezuela. Bye for now.